New restrictions on Syrians entering Lebanon come into force on Monday, further tightening the flow of asylum seekers trying to escape the war at home. Previously, travel between the two countries was largely unrestricted, but now Syrians will have to obtain visas. Lebanon already hosts more than a million Syrian refugees. In Bahrain, prosecutors formally charged prominent opposition leader Sheikh Ali Salman with seeking regime change by use of force and other illegal means. Sheikh Salman's party, Al-Wafaq, has rejected the charges, noting that the cleric has always called on his supporters to remain peaceful and avoid violence. A ceremony has been held in the Syrian capital, Damascus, to mark the birthday anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, with President Bashar al-Assad in attendance. Following the ceremony, the president joined the participants to perform the evening prayers at Al-Afra Mosque. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he's considering the resubmission of the statehood bid to the UN Security Council days after the previous attempt failed to win enough votes. The Palestinian resolution demands an Israeli withdrawal from occupied territories and independence by 2017. Improving weather at the search site off Indonesia is allowing divers to locate bodies of the passengers and objects from the AirAsia flight that crashed into the ocean a week ago. The Airbus went down en route from Indonesia to Singapore with 162 passengers on board. At least one person is killed after a building collapsed in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. 22 people have been rescued, but it's unclear how many others are still trapped. The seventh floor of the residential building was still under construction, but people had already moved into other six floors. In Australia, more than 30 homes were ruined and 22 people injured as the devastating bushfire, which took hold on Friday, continues to burn throughout the Adelaide Hills. The blaze has been described as the worst in the region since 1983. Officials are preventing frustrated evacuees from returning to their homes. Search for the missing crew of a capsized cargo ship off the Scottish coast has been suspended with no positive results. Nobody has been found from the Cyprus-flagged ship with eight crew members on board. The vessel was carrying a cargo of cement from Denmark to Runcorn near Liverpool.